Here we are again, 1:15 on Tuesday, continuing looking at how we are to be witnesses. Acts 1 and verse 8, "And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." And so ye shall be witnesses. And yesterday we looked at how that should be a priority in our lives. And so today, we're going to look at the preparation required. You know, being the witness that we are to be requires preparation. And so we see three aspects of that in which preparation is required, and that is spiritually, physically, and in personality or personally. Going is the first step of obedience in soul winning, but winning people to Christ it takes more than just going. We must prepare properly in order to effectively get the gospel out to people. The preparation begins first and foremost with our spirituality. Many things can be overlooked about a soul winner's appearance if he is right spiritually. Along with our spiritual preparation, it is important to be prepared physically and personally in order to be an effective soul winner. So spiritual preparation. First, you must be confident in your own salvation. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." You must have assurance of your salvation. Your salvation will be evident in your changed life. It is hard to persuade others of their need for salvation if you have not been saved yourself. And you must be a vessel for the master's use, or a vessel fit for the master's use. 2 Timothy 2:21, "If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work." A soul winner's life must be void of sins which hinder his witness. A saturation of the word of God will help keep one self clean and ready for soul winning, ready to be that witness that we are called to be. And for spiritual preparation, you must also have, very importantly, a burden for souls. Romans 9 and verses 2 through 3, Paul says that, "I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh." The best way to get a burden for souls is by going to where they are and seeing their need. And Jesus exemplified this principle in Matthew 9 and verse 36, "But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion." And you must pray fervently for the lost. In James 5 verse 16, "Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." And you pray for the Lord to use you and you to and to use others to win the lost. Paul prayed particularly for opportunity and boldness in Ephesians 6 and verse 19. We need to pray for opportunities, and we need to pray for the boldness to be that witness when that opportunity comes. And then you must be filled with the Holy Spirit. In Luke 11 and 13, "If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more should your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?" The soul winner needs the Holy Spirit to teach him and to bring to remembrance those things which he has already learned. In John 14:26. The filling of the Holy Spirit is basically, it's just him controlling you. It's allowing him to control and have the say in your life. And so we meet and being that witness, we need to have him fill us. We need to let him have the reins, let him control what we're doing. And saying, you must be influenced by other soul winners. Hebrews 10:24, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. We can allow ourselves to be influenced by others through books that we read and through preaching that we hear, or even by having fellowship with others who are also trying to win the lost. We should be fellowshipping with fellow believers, with fellow witnesses for Jesus Christ. And then we have the physical preparation. Once the impression is made, it is virtually irresistible. The first impression is usually made within the first 7 seconds. Within the first 7 seconds of coming in contact with another person, they already have their first impression of you. And so when you meet someone face to face, 93% of how you are judged is based on, or is not based on verbal data, but rather is your appearance and your body language. Because we are trying to win individuals to Christ, we should do our best to leave a good impression for him. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 20 says, "Now then we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God." And the word ambassadors means to act as a representative. And so as his ambassadors, we represent Christ. And so we should look our best. We should have our best impression or appearance of him for others. So if we're going to do that, then we should be physically clean. So don't allow your physical appearance to detract from the message that you're trying to bring, the message you're trying to share. So just as an ambassador would not go into a meeting in a wrinkled, dirty, torn-up suit, nor should the Christian go out soul-winning in less than appropriate attire to represent the Lord Jesus Christ. And she should also be neat in appearance. People do notice your appearance. We say that, you know, appearance isn't everything, looks isn't everything, but it is important. It is something that people notice. And so when we're trying to win people to Christ, when we are being that witness, when we are being his ambassador, we are the representation of him, then our appearance should show that. They are most others are most apt to notice your hair and your face first. So keep your hair neatly styled and in place. It is much easier to take seriously what is said by a man who is well kept, or by even by a woman who is well kept, when what is said by one who doesn't pay attention to the details of his own appearance. While a person is likely to notice your face and hair first, don't think that they will neglect to notice your shoes or the rest of your clothing. Every part of the Christian should be impeccable. We should be well kept. And then your personal or personality preparation. First, be pleasant. Since 7 seconds is the average length of time that you have to make a first impression, the first thing that they should see should be a smile. A book is judged by its cover. Even though they say, don't judge a book by its cover. A book is judged by its cover, and so are people. A pleasant smile can open the door to speak to people. A merry heart will produce a cheerful countenance, Proverbs 15:13. So be friendly. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, Proverbs 18:24. Many people never make it to Christ because they cannot get past the one presenting him. Even though we have the answer, people must want to hear it. Friendliness will break down walls that could keep them from hearing the gospel. So who would be more apt to listen? Who would you rather be more apt to listen to? A friend or a stranger? Friendliness will present more opportunities to witness about Christ. And we should be caring. It has been said that people do not care how much you know until they know how much you care. Take a sincere interest in people's needs, desires, their hurts, the circumstances in their lives. The Bible says that a brother is born for adversity. Proverbs 17:17. If you will sympathize with them, they will listen to you. Show interest or feeling for people. And showing that interest and their feeling for them will win their confidence, and it may give you the opportunity to win them to Christ. And then you must be tactful. Tact is having perception or discernment. It is persuading men for Christ does not mean that we have to be offensive. It doesn't mean that we have to try to tear them apart. The Apostle Paul said, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. A little bit of tact will keep us from closing the door for the next person to witness to that person that we just witnessed to. If we weren't able to win them to Christ, being tactful, being pleasant may open the door wider for the next person to come in and really lead them to Christ. Planting takes place when a person hears the gospel for the first time. The watering process may be the second or multiple times that the gospel is presented to the person. Often, the use of different scripture verses on the second or third time allows the seed that was planted the first time to take root. Sometimes we see God give the increase and the person gets saved. A tactful person perceives a tense situation and the presence of company, importune timing of meal times or other things going on, their disinterest, and many other things. So a soul winner needs to be tactful, needs to realize that maybe this isn't the best time. Maybe if you push it now, they're just going to be pushed away. And so we need to be tactful. And then lastly, you must be soul conscious. When going soul winning, you must forget about your day, forget about your problems, your schedule, and concentrate on the souls. Selfishness will strangle soul consciousness. Look at the person you are talking to in the light of eternity. Either he will be in heaven or he'll be in hell forever. People who pray for a burden for souls and yet never go soul winning will never get a burden for souls. Matthew 9:36, as we said, it says about Jesus, when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion. A person once said there are four steps to accomplishment. Plan purposefully, prepare prayerfully, proceed positively, and pursue persistently. In order for souls to be saved, we must be prepared. We must be prepared spiritually, physically, and personally. And so I hope that's a blessing and a challenge to you, that we would get that burden for souls that we pray for by going out and seeing the souls that need to be won to Jesus Christ. Again, hope that's a blessing to you. I look forward to being back here tomorrow, 1:15. And then do remember that tomorrow night starts off our missions conference. Looking forward to that. God bless and have a blessed rest of your day. Bye.